Next case, please.
Thank you. Next case is 11,640 A.R. Domes, trustee of the A.R. Domes Revocable Trust, I apologize if I butchered the last name, seeks a variance to reduce the front yard setback, section 115-42B of the Sussex County zoning ordinance. The property is located on the north side of Beacon Drive in the cul-de-sac at the end of Lighthouse Drive. The 911 address is 21 Beacon Drive, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 334, map 7, parcel 79. Specifically, they are asking for a 6.3-foot variance from the front yard to the house. Staff received no mail returns, no letters of support, and no letters in opposition. Thank you.
Thank you. Can you say your name and address for the record?
Anne Jones. Drive.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Thank you, board members. For the record, I am still Chad Meredith, and I am still with Hudson Jones, Jarek, and Fisher. I'm here representing this applicant, Ann Domes, who, as mentioned, is a trustee of a certain revocable trust, current owner of the property. This property is owned as GR, again, having a front yard setback requirement of 30 feet. Just as the last situation, when Ms. Domes was going through purchase of the property, she had a survey performed. That survey was done by True North Land Surveying in June of 2015. I believe that survey was also included with the application and shows the front of the home, which again is an enclosed porch, is located 23.7 feet off of Beacon Drive. Another quick trace and title back, Ms. Domes purchased the house in July of 2015 from Colby and Erica Smith by deed. Recorded in deed book 4416, page 271. The Smiths acquired the property from Angela Mangan in 1996. That deed is recorded at deed book 2127, page 211. And Angela and Rose Mangan acquired the property back in 1986. That deed was from Breakwater Enterprises and is recorded at deed book 1408, page 340. This is a mobile home. That mobile home was put on a foundation at some point and was given a Class C status. That Class C occurred on June 7th, 1996. A permit was issued to add the front porch. I'm not sure if that porch was applied to be an enclosed porch or if it was just an application for a porch. In any event, whether it occurred then or subsequent to that initial application, it was enclosed and currently is necessitating the application. Again, to the standards of relief, a request for variance cannot be granted unless the applicant can show uniqueness. This property certainly is unique, and looking at the survey, you've got a pie-shaped lot that also fronts on a cul-de-sac that sort of cuts into the property a little bit up front. So there's definitely a unique shape to it. There's also a 20-foot wide drainage easement along the rear lot line of the property, so of course nothing permanent could be built back there. And not only that, there's a county road that the property backs to, which would, I guess, be treated as a through lot, requiring greater than 10 feet in the backyard as well.
Is there a right-of-way there between the road and the property?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Is there a, it looks like a buffer maybe around the community?
Yeah, yeah. Right. There is an exceptional practical difficulty and undue hardship due to this condition. There'd be considerable cost associated in either moving the home or chopping off the porch. In any event, there's going to be substantial costs associated with either of those two options. Possibility of development. The existing structure is similarly situated. Again, I took a look at aerial photos, and this is a pretty well-developed neighborhood and subdivision, and other homes to the naked eye from a satellite photograph seem to be fairly similarly situated. Again, that dwelling was converted to a Class C in 96, and the dwelling and porch had been in place prior to that. Both the permit for the porch was done before 96, and of course, the home had been placed before it was Class C'd. The cul-de-sac protrudes toward the front of the home where variance request applies, And again, this request is to just allow the existing dwelling to remain in place in its current location and allow the continued use of the property and dwelling as they sit. Difficulty wasn't created by the applicant. The applicant purchased the property with these improvements already in place. Therefore, she did not create the exceptional practical difficulty associated in curing this through either of the two options previously mentioned. The effect on the surroundings, the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Again, these circumstances have most likely existed unnoticed for quite some time, as the permit for the porch was issued in 1987 was when that permit was issued. Variance will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for development of adjacent property. Again, neighboring properties, all these lots are basically developed and built out. Variance will not be detrimental to public welfare. Location of the home, 23.7 feet off of Beacon Drive, already exists and has for a few decades now. Class C occurred in 96 and the porch in 87. To the applicant's knowledge, no neighbors have ever raised any issues over those years. None raised any issues. I just asked her tonight if anybody raised any issues after getting notice of tonight's hearing. None had been raised to her knowledge. And the extent of the variance represents the least modification possible. The request for the 6.3 feet from the front yard setback is all that's needed to afford relief from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement. And the variance is necessary to afford relief as the home is already existing and has been for some time. Ms. Dumas, assuming you heard everything that I said as presented to the board, would you say that everything presented was true and correct?
Yes, it was.
Thank you. I have nothing further, John. The mobile home that got Class C'd in 1996.
And they added all that to it?
Yes.
Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the property does have a unique shape. The drainage easement and rear makes it difficult to help in some respects. And
second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,640. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And Mr.
Workman? Aye for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
Now, Mr. Callaway for the previous reasons stated. So by vote of 4-0, case number 11,640 is approved.
Thank you.